This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Several of Cincinnati's neighborhoods are plagued by chronic illegal dumping. This dumping has an impact on the environment and the social health of the communities where it happens. Keep Cincinnati Beautiful has captured hundreds of illegal dumping incidents on camera this year. And last month, Cincinnati City Council approved some ordinances to address the problem. Today, we're going to discuss which neighborhoods are most affected by illegal dumping, why the problem persists, and how the city and neighborhood leaders are working to address the problem. Joining me now are Cincinnati Mayor Aftab Purval. Welcome back, Mayor.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Keep Cincinnati Beautiful Environmental Services Green Space Director, Alistair Probst. Thanks for being here, Alistair.
Thank you so much.
Roselawn Community Council Executive Vice President and Beautification Chair, Carla Foster. Welcome, Carla.
Thank you.
And Evanston Community Council Beautification Chair, Vita Uden. Thanks for being here, Vita.
Thank you.
You can find links for reporting illegal dumping on our website, wvxu.org. Do you have questions or comments about illegal dumping in Cincinnati? Give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. Mayor, what's the scope of this problem in Cincinnati? How many of the city's neighborhoods are affected by this illegal dumping?
Yeah, the illegal dumping and littering is a challenge citywide, but there's no doubt that this illegal activity is concentrated historically in some of our underserved communities like South Fairmont, Evanston, Camp Washington, Roselawn, Avondale, and Price Hill. And 2 years ago when we walked into office, this was really one of our top priorities, and we tried to take action immediately to convey to these bad actors that if you are illegally leaving or allowing waste in our community, we will take every measure available to hold you accountable. But the truth of the matter is, unfortunately, there are bad actors in our city who have decided that risking a fine may be cheaper than following the law. And their illegal dumping, again, disproportionately harms our historically underinvested communities. And so we took action immediately. The city used ARP funds last year to expand resources, including fencing of problem sites at the city's expense. Fences and cameras were installed to prevent dumping. We monitored on average 30 dump sites each month, and we identified 278 illegal dumping incidents on camera this year, helping the city and law enforcement crack down on these bad actors. Just as an example, one problem site in North Fairmount had cost city contractors over $15,000 in cleanups. Another site in South Cumminsville cost $2,500 with 13 citations since 2021. And since fencing and cameras were installed, there have been zero citations and no city expense at either site. The Clean Neighborhoods package that council just passed expands this program and makes it sustainable by passing the cost onto the property owner, not onto the taxpayer.
Alistair, how do you define illegal dumping, and what types of items or substances are dumped most commonly in this illegal manner?
Yeah, sure. I can talk a little bit about that. So, I'll define it as dumping waste such as discarded trash, contracting debris. We see a lot of landscape debris, appliances, tires are a big issue, furniture. And other items that are dumped on, public lands, private lands, and waterways.
And are there chemicals, too, that sometimes get dumped, like toxic chemicals and those sorts of things?
For sure, yeah. It impacts, the environment and the social well-being of our wonderful city. So illegal dumping has, economic and social and, health challenges that come with that. So, it poses health risks, lowers property values, discourages investment, attracts criminal activities, encourages additional dumping. So like litter attracts litter. It encourages, it's a big cost on taxpayers. So, mm-hmm. The city is spending over $2 million a year cleaning up these illegal dump sites. It does contaminate waterways, and ultimately it reduces a quality of life, social well-being, and overall community pride within our great 52 neighborhoods.
Yeah. I know the mayor said that some bad actors are deciding that, hey, I'd rather risk a fine than pay what it would cost to actually take this, this garbage, this material to the right place. I want to talk to you all, Carla and Vita, about what you're seeing in your neighborhoods. Carla, first, what are you seeing in Roselawn, and how long has illegal dumping been a problem there?
Well, as Alistair pointed out, it's primarily tires, furniture. The area that I stay in Roselawn, East Lawn, has a predominantly a lot of set out furniture, right? And that primarily when the landlords decide to do this and they know the city would fine them for sitting it on the curb too early, they usually get a truck and then either go down East Lawn, which I believe they have cameras now. It hasn't been fenced off, but there is cameras there. Or they will put it behind Roses, the shopping center back there, because there are no cameras and they're used to having big items back there. So it just kind of blends in. But when other people bring it, it becomes an eyesore.
Hmm. Vita, what about you? What are you seeing in Evanston, and how long has this been a problem there?
In Evanston, we're seeing illegal dumping go on in a lot of places as far as we have alleys. We have walkable alleyways in Evanston. We have Mallory Alley and we have Hines Alley. And these alleyways are adjacent to backyards and parking lots. So we find a lot of illegal dumping in those areas where I guess bad actors figure that, you know, these are alleyways. Nobody's going to look or care. But we've been able to have those alleyways cleaned up. I'll tell you a story. And when I came on as a beautification chair in 2013, I took over from a wonderful lady, Miss Irene Bolden. She was older then, and she's still a firecracker, and she's just really passionate about Evanston and about our neighborhood, you know, looking just as good as some of the other maybe more prominent neighborhoods. You know. So we decided that summer that we were going to do a huge cleanup in these alleys because they had been trashed for so long. There were rugs, I mean piles and piles and piles of rugs, and it was just really awful. And we partnered with Public Services, and we did it on a Saturday. And Public Services, they were so wonderful. They brought out all their equipment. They brought their crews out. We had great volunteers. And the transformation just that day of cleaning that up and cutting back brush and opening it up, and it was just fantastic. We saw birds starting to come down and come in. But that's one of the big problems we have in our alleyways that are adjacent to homes. And one other problem that we're having too is that we have our homeless citizens camping out in our parks in different areas, and they're leaving, you know, their belongings and remains behind, and it can be quite a lot of stuff, and you know, and so that's also a problem.
Yeah. Alistair, you made this presentation to City Council last month about this problem. Talk a little bit more about what Keep Cincinnati Beautiful does to monitor these sites. The mayor referenced cameras, some other folks have referenced cameras. How many cameras do you have, and what kinds of things do you capture on those cameras?
Sure. Yeah. So I guess just a little background. We have worked in more than half of the 52 neighborhoods on illegal dumping. And this year alone, we've worked in 46 different dumping locations. So we are busy. We have around 60 trail cameras. So these are mobile cameras that kind of can move around, because it's a little bit of whack-a-mole sometimes. Mm-hmm. These kind of hot spots pop up. They die down, they move. Those are sort of the challenges that we face. And you know, we're just a small staff over here at Keep Cincinnati Beautiful. But some ways that we've been kind of tackling the problem, other than, you know, monitoring these sites, we have cleanup events at these dump site locations. So we have weekly cleanup events that we hold called Detrashify events that we put on, where we'll go to the dump site and clean up those locations with volunteer help. So yeah, You know, and then we have like larger community events that we hold as an organization that we, you know, we do all sorts of beautification efforts within those neighborhoods. So we work closely with those communities to, you know, focus on what their needs are to improve their spaces.
Mayor, you referenced these ordinances that council passed last month to deal with this problem and how the aim is to generate funds to really, you know, tackle this. Explain in more detail what those strategies are that the city is going to be using to reduce and try to eliminate this problem. Can you get into some of the specifics of these ordinances?
Of course, absolutely. I mentioned, you know, our efforts in 2022 and 2023, monitoring on average 30 dump sites each month, you know, identifying 278 illegal dumping incidents on camera just this year. All of that data has helped us craft very specific and surgical ordinances to crack down on this really bad behavior. And before I get into the details, I want to expand on what our neighborhood leaders and Keep Cincinnati Beautiful is talking about. This is a critically important problem to solve. It not only impacts our environment, harmful to the air, soil, and water purity, but it also specifically is preying on our underinvested communities where there are more vacant lots, where there's less investment. You're going to see bad actors taking advantage of that. And our leaders from Evanston and Roselawn are putting their finger exactly on the problem. Addressing this is a priority for the city hall because not only is it going to prevent bad actors, this is an environmental justice and a racial equity issue. And so what we've done using the data we collected in 2022 and 2023 is we pass ordinances that empowers our building and inspections unit to fence off vacant lots throughout the city that serve as chronic dumping sites. But importantly, this gives us the power to do that, not at the cost of the city, but at the cost of the property owner who's allowing this to happen. It also allows us to go further beyond just fines. It now allows us for the impoundment of vehicles used in connection with the illegal dumping. So this is providing the city with yet another tool to prevent and enforce this work. And beyond just what the city's doing, you know, what the neighborhoods are doing with their cleanups, what Keep Cincinnati Beautiful is doing, it's also a commitment to expand those programs. You know, we had an 11-week pilot program of Don't Dump the Natty, where we accepted landfill items completely for free. And the results are extraordinary. We diverted over 50 tons of waste. We handed out 658 Rumkey landfill vouchers, and that resulted in a 20% reduction in complaints related to dumping. So we know this is working, but we've got to expand. And so that's why in our carryover budget, we included and passed a $250,000 line item to support a new home and expanded operations for Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, because the work they do, like the illegal dumping abatement program, is working. This program that KCB runs provides resources to remove litter and debris and connects communities to local government to identify and address hotspots. That is what City Hall should be doing. Going after bad actors, collaborating with neighborhoods and Keep Cincinnati Beautiful to keep the pressure on so that we can abate these environmental justice and racial equity issues.
And Mayor, you mentioned this ability to impound vehicles, you know, that the buildings and department has buildings and inspections can put up these fences. How difficult do you think enforcement will be with all this? I know that all the people who work for the city are stretched and have lots to work on, lots to oversee. How difficult do you think it'll be to make sure this enforcement happens?
Look, enforcement is always difficult because the city is very large and it's hard to monitor every nook and cranny. Our neighborhood leaders talked about, you know, dump sites where there's other large items, so it blends in. They talked about walkable alleys that are hard to monitor. But that's why expanding our camera presence is so critically important, because if we can catch you on camera dumping, then we can also get your license plate number and we can proactively go after you to impound your vehicle. And that's a real consequence. That's not just a fine or a ticket. That is, we believe, an incredibly powerful deterrent moving forward.
We do have a caller on the line. James, thank you so much for your call. What's your question or comment?
Hey, first I was going to ask about I'll be right back. I was going to ask you a question about how an individual can personally change the trajectory of this problem, but you've kind of answered that by getting in touch, I guess, with your organization and making reports and stuff. But I have probably a more important question now. Tell me this. It's been my experience that whenever city or any organization, you know, that's a subsidiary of the city, gets involved in these kind of programs or even starts them, that it's really a march to gentrification. They use these programs as a way of saying, hey, we want to help the community, but they ignore these communities until they want to basically take them over, replace the people that live there. And they use these methods by saying we want to help, or we want to clean it up, or we'll stop crime, all this kind of stuff. And eventually what happens is those are the communities that are targeted for gentrification. Is that what the ultimate plan here is? And I'm directing this question to the male member of your panel.
Thank you, James. Let's see, Mayor, do you have time to address that? Do you have some thoughts to share with James?
Of course, yeah. I mean, that is absolutely not the goal here. The goal is that every single neighborhood, one of our neighborhood leaders said this, I think, really the best. Every single neighborhood should have the same level of environmental purity and opportunity and should live in a clean area that is not targeted for dumping. And, you know, we have found that dumping is concentrated in historically underserved communities, South Fairmont, Evanston, Camp Washington, Price Hill, Avondale, Roselawn. Our focus is following the data where this dumping is at its worst and bringing the resources of the city for the existing residents to be able to live in a beautiful and clean community. That's our goal. There is no long-term goal of gentrification. Our goal is right now these communities need help, and the city is going to do everything that we can, that if you are illegally leaving or allowing waste in our community, we'll take every measure to hold you accountable. That's the goal. That's what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay. We will talk more about that after we take a quick break. And later in the program, we're going to discuss how Joe Burrow went from Ohio State backup quarterback to the Bengals' number one draft pick. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about illegal dumping in Cincinnati, the scope and the impact of the problem, and what's being done to address it. My guests are Keep Cincinnati Beautiful Environmental Services Green Space Director Alistair Probst, Roselawn Community Council Executive Vice President and Beautification Chair Carla Foster, and Evanston Community Council Beautification Chair Vita Uden. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk at wvxu.org. Before our break, we got a very important question about gentrification and kind of the ultimate goal of this. Alistair, did you want to address that?
I just wanted to mention that illegal dumping is an excusable crime that pollutes our neighborhoods and our communities. And you know, we're a community-based organization, so we're listening to communities' concerns. So I want to say that, you know, communities come to us with challenges and issues, and we try to help resolve those issues through beautification efforts.
Yeah. Vita, what do you think? Is that, do residents of Evanston ever get concerned that, oh, if we start looking too good, are we going to be the next spot for developers to come in?
Well, we are a spot where developers are. Yeah. And we have quite a few residents concerned about gentrification. That's an ongoing topic in our community council meetings. But what I do want to say, as far as the illegal dumping and the cleaning up and how that somehow also slides into gentrification, I think there's two different topics there. With the illegal dumping, you know, as Mayor Purevall said so eloquently, that, you know, all communities need to have a clean, safe, sustainable environment. And with the help of Keep Cincinnati Beautiful and the mayor and said city council, we welcome, you know, additional help for our communities, you know, so they can look nice and be healthy and environmentally friendly. So I think we're talking about two different things there with developers and the illegal dumping. We want help. And we also want our residents to participate also.
Yeah.
Keep Cincinnati Beautiful has been a wonderful volunteer for Evanston. Agreed. As far as turning green spaces into beautiful spaces. We have a pocket park for seniors that's just wonderful. We've installed our gateway signs and all kind of flowers and trees, and they've been a wonderful partner as far as helping our place, our Evanston, be a walkable, beautiful, safe community. They've been excellent working with us.
Yeah. Carla, what about Roselawn? We've talked about gentrification, but I also want to talk about the social and kind of public health impacts that this illegal dumping has. What do you see in Roselawn? What are some of the negative consequences of this illegal dumping?
Well, in Roselawn, the furniture, because we have a serious furniture problem, and tires, since we have primarily all of our apartments are usually on one street, and therefore that is usually where all the dumping is. But with the dumping, with our not housed people that are on our streets now, they come and take the furniture, and then it's dispersed throughout, right? And also, with that being said, the mental health issue that goes along with it just kind of compounds upon it. So now we got furniture moved throughout in the bushes, so you can't really see it until now when the trees become bare.
All the leaves drop, yeah.
Right, and then you can see all of the debris and furniture that has been kind of just shoveled back there from our not housed people. And it just speaks to an issue that we are addressing right now. But I think it needs to be a twofold thing. It can't just be, because right now, Roselawn is having a tire drop-off. I don't know if everybody knows that, at the Old Swift and Commons, which is, I forget what it's called now, but everybody knows.
Everybody knows,
the Old Swift and Commons. And I think that is a wonderful idea of how to address some of the issues that we're having. And I think they're offering $2 a tire, that if you can bring up to 10 tires, right? So that'll help with some of the housing issue, where people are trying to get money to do things. And I think that type of thinking is what we need to do.
Yeah. Alistair, we got an email from a listener named Joseph. Joseph emailed, "Who can I call about my neighbors dumping trash into my woods? I know we have some links on our website, but is there a phone number that you can give listeners to?"
Yeah, definitely. So, you can do that. You can report that through the 311 Cincy app or 311cincy.com. So you can either call or, you know, download the app and actually take pictures to upload that offense, of dumping. And then in addition to that, you can get on our website, keepcincinnatibeautiful.org. So if you see dumping in public spaces, you can get on our website and let us know. We have a form that you can fill out. And then if you see a dumping in action, you can contact the Hamilton County Citizen Tip Form. It's through Hamilton County Resource. So that number is 513-946-7788. All that information is on our website, keepcincinnatibeautiful.org.
Okay. Well, we have talked about what the city is doing, what Keep Cincinnati Beautiful is doing. Carla and Vita, I know both of you have community members in your communities working to clean things up and beautify your neighborhoods. What else would you like to see from your city? Are there additional policies that you think could be helpful when it comes to addressing this problem? Vita, I'll start with you.
Yes. What I would like to see happen, and Mayor Puroval may have touched in on this, but I would like to see more action taken from the actual out of state, out of town, maybe even, out of the country property owners. I know it's very difficult to track these folks down, but if the city could find some kind of mechanism to get these folks tracked down and actually bring them, into court or something, but actually finding the actual property owners and bringing them to, to court, or, finding them or having them actually, be accountable for what's going on with this, with their blighted properties and things like that. I think that would help out a great deal.
Yeah. Carla, what would you like to see?
Me and Alistair were speaking of this before we came on air. The city of Cincinnati used to have a thing for the neighborhoods called the Blitz, right? And they used to put dumpsters in each of the areas. And right before COVID, I believe this kind of got disbanded. And I would love to see that come back, because that was a great help. Because as people drive to these sites to dump, they will drive to this site of a dumpster where you can, like, legally dump it there. So I would really like to see the city bring that back.
Mm. Okay.
Can I?
Sure.
I concur.
Enthusiastic support.
Oh my
for that
gosh!
Idea.
Yes, the Blitz was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
They would pick up tires. You had a dumpster in your neighborhood for a week.
And it fills up, and they would come and get it and put another one back.
Yes, yes. Yeah. They would clean the green spaces. Yes. Yeah. It was a wonderful, wonderful program. I completely concur.
Yeah.
I hope it comes back also.
Did you want to add something, Alistair?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, that was through the Department of Public Services, through the city. Some sort of iteration of that, and the mayor kind of touched on this, is our Don't Dump the Natty pilot program, which we anticipate on having again. We ran this in spring, where it was an 11-week program. This time we're going to run it through November, so March through November, where we invite the public to come and dump freely in partnership with the Department of Public Services into garbage trucks. Stay tuned for that. It was a huge success. We had over 550 vehicles come and drop things off. We gave out resource guides. We gave out vouchers to Rumpke. And a big thing to note, and the mayor touched on this, is a 20% reduction in illegal dumping complaints during that pilot program. Mm-hmm. So
wonderful.
It was a huge success, and we're excited to continue that and provide a resource, because I think part of this is an access issue.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I've been talking with Cincinnati Mayor Aftab Purval, Keep Cincinnati Beautiful Environmental Services Green Space Director Alistair Probst, Roselawn Community Council Executive Vice President and Beautification Chair Carla Foster, and Evanston Community Council Beautification Chair Vita Uden. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You can find links to report illegal dumping on our website, wvxu.org. Up next, we'll talk about how Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow became the football star he is today, and whether the team has a shot at the playoffs this season without him. This is Cincinnati Edition.